This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.
But this time, of course, everybody were talking about
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and UN Nuclear Watchdog Chief Rafael Grossi on Monday said they were visiting the southern frontline region of Zaporizhia, partly controlled by Russian forces. Zaporizhia is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which Russia captured 1 year ago. Earlier on Monday, Zelensky said he visited Ukrainian military positions in the Zaporizhia region. Film star and UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, Goodwill Ambassador Orlando Bloom was in Ukraine over the weekend, where he visited a children's center and met Sunday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Bloom visited a Spilno center in Kyiv, one of many run by UNICEF all over Ukraine that offers support to displaced children and their families. In his meeting with President Zelensky, Bloom discussed children that have been reportedly taken from Ukraine to Russia, actions that led the International Criminal Court to file a warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin's arrest.
I heard everything that was said today about the missing children and so on, and this is something that I think UNICEF is taking incredibly seriously, just as the rest of the world is watching, of course.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Three children were killed when an assailant opened fire at an elementary school in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, on Monday, according to officials and media reports. The city's police reported, quote, an active shooter event, end quote, at the Covenant School. They announced it on Twitter, saying the shooter had been killed in an exchange with police. The Nashville Fire Department confirmed multiple patients, with media citing a hospital spokesperson confirming three children had been killed. The Covenant School is a private Christian institution with students in preschool to roughly age 12. There are about 1,200 students in the school. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday announced a pause to divisive judicial reforms moving through parliament after months of street rallies that drew tens of thousands. He told the legislature, quote, out of a sense of national responsibility, out of a will to prevent a rupture among our people, I have decided to pause the second and third readings of the bill, end quote. This falls on the heels of the abrupt firing of his defense minister for challenging the judicial overhaul plan. Israel's main labor union called off a nationwide strike, with a spokesperson praising Netanyahu for the move and offering help in forming a reform with mutual agreement. These are the sounds of protesters in the outskirts of Paris facing off against police and blocking garbage trucks heading out for collections. A strike by Paris garbage collectors over President Emmanuel Macron's decision to raise the retirement age without a parliamentary vote is taking a toll on the renowned aesthetics of the French capital. Garbage piles continue to grow daily despite authorities ordering the unblocking of collection trucks. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo on Monday in a show of support for the West African leader, who is facing rising discontent over inflation and fresh concerns about regional security. The two held formal talks inside the presidential palace in the capital, Accra, with Harris saying continuing work with Ghana is important.
As president of Ghana, you have been very courageous and forward in terms of standing for democratic principles, and we have shared commitments to those ideals.
Harris added she was there to discuss issues related to their shared interest in the prosperity and security of Ghana and the continent. Akufo-Addo oversaw one of the world's fast-growing economies before the COVID-19 pandemic. Photographers and reporters jockeyed for positions as Prince Harry entered a London court on Monday. He and pop superstar Elton John appeared Monday, delivering a high-profile jolt to a privacy claim launched by celebrities and other figures against a newspaper publisher. The publisher of the Daily Mail, Associated Newspapers, is trying to end the high court claims brought over alleged unlawful activity at its titles. Lawyers for the group told the court the publisher commissioned the breaking and entry into private property, illegally intercepted voicemail messages, and obtained medical records. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.